Anybody here have a good definition for network neutrality? While Harry looks it up. Go for it.
Non-discriminant treatment of data on the internet.
You know, the simplest, the answer is it's actually hard to define, okay? This is one of these things that we all firmly believe in until people start giving us nasty borderline cases where, you know, all of these great supporters of network neutrality are actually a little confused about which side of the line it falls on. So the simplest way to explain it is that the people who are handling the packets look only at this stuff, and they completely ignore this. And they also ignore the protocol, except insofar as they need to do it to decide about these sort of retransmission issues. Right? So the simplest version of network neutrality is that you never try to figure out what it is that someone is sending. You just take the packet, you look at the source address, you look at the destination address, you make sure that the packet isn't, you know, corrupted somehow. You got to look at the length field because you got to pass the right number of bits along, and, you know, there are reasons for these other things, but you don't look inside the envelope. Okay, the problem is there is no envelope. I mean, these bits down here are just as visible as the bits are up there. That's just, that envelope thing is just a metaphor. So that's what, you know, network neutrality is supposed to mean. And Comcast, by checking the protocol and then sort of counting how many packets had from that protocol from that source address or to that destination address, it was delivering, and then deciding actually to insert, you know, sort of fraudulent packets that looked like they were coming from the source but didn't, and caused a reset at the other end and so on. So that's a, you know, I think everybody agreed that that's a violation of net neutrality. And, you know, then you get into an argument whether there are better and worse such violations.